Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good morning, PGA DFS fans, or at least a happy Monday to you all. I am Jason Roslin, the host of this short form video on the Awesomeo YouTube channel, sponsored by Yahoo. This is the course and player preview for the Wells Fargo Championship. Not to be confused with the Quicken Loans National, of course, that was played at this golf course, TPC Potomac at Avondale Farms, back in 2018. Tour's first trip back here since then. So let's dive in. Learn a little about the golf course and learn about the players that are playing this week. And of course, we will end it with my first three clicks of the week. And well, if last week is any indication as to what we can expect, well, I had Brandon Wu and Aaron Wise both in this video, both placed very well. Wu obviously coming in second with a huge payout on the top five, a 25-1 payout. So we'll try and find three more golfers this week to start off your betting card and to start off your lineups on PGA DFS. Okay, let's dive in. TPC Potomac at Avondale Farms. It is a par 70, 7,100 yards. Going to hit the fairway roughly about 67% of the time, 66% of the time. Although for the winner back in 2018, Francesco Molinari, he had 90% of his fairways en route to his first PGA Tour victory. Greens in regulation, going to hit about 67% of them. So maybe in certain spots, the rough isn't bad. We'll learn about that in a bit. Average green size is 4,200 square feet. So certainly on the smaller side for the greens. Okay, now let's head in to a little bit of the hardest and easiest holes on the course. For the hardest hole, well, that's the par 4 11th, one of the toughest holes on the PGA Tour rotation. 27 double bogeys or worst on it in 2018. The par 3 third should also be rather difficult, but outside of those two, no holes get less than 3.5% of the total PGA DFS scoring. Those two, though, are averaging about 1.5% each. Now, under the easiest holes, there's only two par fives on this golf course. The second hole and the 10th hole, they do play as two of the three easiest, but they are not, neither of them are the easiest holes, or at least in terms of PGA DFS scoring. That goes to the drivable par four, 14th, around 300 yards. The most scoring of any hole on this course comes at that one. All right, it is the Wells Fargo Championship back in 2018. We'll go over the stats there. Francesco Molinari put up 137.5 points, 30 points more than the next closest golfer. That is a significant margin. He brings the average top 10 score up to 95.81, which is a pretty average here for the PGA Tour. The top 10 salary we have, the average is about 8,081. So maybe a couple of names that came in the top 10 that we did not expect. Whereas the ownership, we actually don't have that information from 5 years ago. They must take all of that off. So I could not find it. If anybody does have the stats, let me know. I'll be glad to add it into my article and a little bit into this video. All right, now let's go into the grass types, which I kind of alluded to here at the top of this video. It's bent grass greens as it's, you know, they're above the Mason-Dixon line here in Maryland. So it's mostly bent all the way around. They use a pen blend here on the greens, at least back in 2018 they did. They have Kentucky bluegrass for the rough with fescue in the toughest part. So got to avoid the fescue here in Maryland this week. Top approach yardages, about 42% of the approach shots, so just less than half, are going to come from a 50-yard range. 150 to 175 and 175 to 200. So golfers that are good with those low to mid irons, the say 9 to 6 irons, are going to be the golfers we want to focus on this week. And what golfers will we be focusing on? Well, there are 156 players in the field this week. Before we go on to tell you who's in the field, I want to make sure you guys like and subscribe to our channel here. We are coming out with content all of the time, not just PGA DFS or PGA, I should say, but all the other sports. We have almost every single sport that DFS has contests for. We've got projections for. The only sport not going on right now is the NFL, and we've even got USFL to make up the time difference there. So make sure you give us a like and subscribe. It's the best way to get notified when we're coming out with new content. Of course, if you have not checked out Yahoo's contest, the PGA DFS contest that they offer, now is the time to do so, because if you sign up with them and you have not yet already, you're going to get a free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. That is correct, a free month just to sign up and make a deposit over on Yahoo. So take advantage of that special that we have going on right now. Okay, now back to the players. There are 156 in the field, significant amount. Only one golfer ranked inside of the top 10 in the world is here to compete, the defending champion of the event, Rory McIlroy, ranked number 8. He is the top ranked player. There are 17 of the world's top 50 here, though. So as compared to the Mexico Championship last week, Mexico Open, I should say, the middle of the field, outside of the top players, which is Rory for Rahm, and then basically the same with Anser Finau and the like and Reed. There's a lot of golfers that are coming here that are ranked between 20 and 50 that did not go down to Mexico last week. So in that sense, a stronger field. Obviously, having John Rahm versus Rory McIlroy would make that part stronger, but certainly the middle part of this field is much stronger. Okay, now let's go on to my first clicks here this week. Corey Connors has been on a great run. Hasn't won since the Valero, and you know this could play similar. On average, the top 10 ball strikers in 2018, the top 10 averaged 1.7 strokes ball striking as compared to only 0.9 strokes with their short game. So definitely this course will fancy the ball strikers. Corey Connors is one of the best at him, coming in at $41 on Yahoo and 20-1 on the odds to open up. Max Homa is the next guy who's had a decent season, but no top form yet. Coming in at $39 on Yahoo and 42-1 on the odds. I like that a lot. And lastly, Bo Hostler, who played well here back in 2018 and has had a good season. Not quite priced on Yahoo yet, but he is 95-1 in the odds. So Connors, Homa, and Hostler will lead the card for me this week. Speaking of leading the card for me this week, make sure you stay tuned to our other short form content, as we've got value video and sleeper video for the Wells Fargo Championship coming up later today. This is Monday, unless you're catching this on Tuesday, which certainly you can, and it should be live by then. Of course, our two live show this week, the PGA DFS Strategy Show on Tuesday afternoon and the Wednesday Live Before Lock with myself and Ben Raza. That'll give you all you need to know coming up this week. Last week, Ben and I were on fire. So stay tuned and join us again as we look to make it 3 straight weeks. So until next time, everybody, good luck this week at the Wells Fargo Championship, and we will see you on the other side. Cheers.